భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీనందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 2nd చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 18. సోమృతస్యాభయస్యేషో మర్త్యమన్నం యదత్యగాత్ మహిమైష తతో బ్రహ్మన్ పురుషస్య దురత్యయః. 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 సహ హి ద లార్డ్ అమృతస్య ఆఫ్ డెత్లెస్నెస్ అభయస్య ఆఫ్ ఫేర్లెస్నెస్ ఈశః ద కంట్రోలర్ మర్త్యాం dying. Annam, fruitive action. Yat, one who has. Atyagat, has transcended. Mahima, the glories. Ishaha, of him. Tataha, therefore. Brahmana, O Brahmana Narada. Purushasya, of the Supreme Personality. Duratyayaha, immeasurable. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller of immortality and fearlessness. And He is transcendental to death and the fruitive actions of the material world. O Narada, O Brahmana, it is therefore difficult to measure the glories of the Supreme Person. Purport. The glories of the Lord in the transcendental 75% of the Lord's internal potency are stated in the Padma Purana, Uttarakhand. It is said there that those planets in the spiritual sky, which comprises the 75% expansion of the internal potency of the Lord, are far, far greater than those planets in the total universes composed of the external potency of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the total universes in the external potency of the Lord are compared to a bucketful of mustard seeds. One mustard seed is calculated to be a universe itself. In one of the universes in which we are now living, the number of planets cannot be counted by human energy. And so how can we think of a sum total in all the universes which are compared to a bucketful of mustard seeds? And the planets in the spiritual sky are at least 3 times the number of those in material sky. Such planets, being spiritual, are in fact transcendental to the material modes. Therefore, they are constituted in the mode of unalloyed goodness only. The conception of spiritual bliss, Brahmananda, is fully present in those planets. Each of them is eternal, indestructible, and free from all kinds of inabilities experienced in the material world. Each of them is self-illuminating and more powerfully dazzling than, if we can imagine, the total sunshine of millions of mundane suns. The inhabitants of those planets are liberated from birth, death, old age, and disease, and have full knowledge of everything. They are all godly and free from all sorts of material hankerings. They have nothing to do there except to render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Narayana, who is the predominating deity of such Vaikuntha planets. Those liberated souls are engaged incessantly in singing songs mentioned in the Samaveda. Vedai Sangha Pada Kramopanishadair Gayanti Yam Samagaha. All of them are personifications of the 5 Upanishads. Tripad Vibhuti, or the 75% known as the internal potency of the Lord, is to be understood as the kingdom of God far beyond the material sky. And when we speak of Pada Vibhuti, or the 25% comprising His external energy, we should understand that this refers to the sphere of the material world. It is also said in the Padma Purana that the kingdom of Tripad Vibhuti is transcendental, whereas the Pad Vibhuti is mundane. Tripad Vibhuti is eternal, whereas the Pad Vibhuti is transient. The Lord and His eternal servitors in the transcendental kingdom all have eternal forms, which are auspicious, infallible, spiritual, and eternally youthful. In other words, there is no birth, death, old age, and disease. That eternal land is full of transcendental enjoyment and full of beauty and bliss. This very fact is also corroborated in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the transcendental nature is, and the transcendental nature is described as Amruta. As described in the Vedas, Utamrutatvasyeshanah, the Supreme Lord is the Lord of immortality. Or in other words, the Lord is immortal. And because he is the Lord of immortality, he can award immortality to his devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord also assures that whoever may go to his abode of immortality shall never return to this mortal land of threefold miseries. The Lord is not like the mundane Lord. The mundane master or Lord never enjoys equally with his subordinates. Nor is the mundane Lord immortal. Nor can he award immortality to his subordinate. The Supreme Lord, who is the leader of all living entities, can award all the qualities of his personality unto his devotees, including immortality and spiritual bliss. In the material world, there is always anxiety or fearfulness in the hearts of all living entities. But the Lord, being himself the supreme fearless, also awards the same quality of fearlessness to his pure devotees. Mundane existence is itself a kind of fear, because in all mundane bodies the effect of birth, death, old age, and disease always keep a living being compact in fear. In the mundane world, there is always the influence of time, which changes things from one stage to another, and the living entity, originally being avyakta or unchangeable, suffers a great deal on account of changes due to the influence of time. The changing effects of eternal time are conspicuously absent in the immortal kingdom of God, which should therefore be understood to have no influence of time and therefore no fear whatsoever. In the material world, so-called happiness is the result of one's own work. One can become a rich man by dint of one's own hard labor, and there are always fear and doubts as to the duration of such acquired happiness. But in the kingdom of God, no one has to endeavor to attain a standard of happiness. Happiness is the nature of the spirit, as stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Anandamayo Bhyasat. The spirit is by nature full of happiness. Happiness is spiritual nature. Happiness in spiritual nature always increases in volume with a new phase of appreciation. There is no question of decreasing the bliss. Such unalloyed spiritual bliss is nowhere to be found within the orbit of the material universe, including the Janaloka planets, or for that matter the Maharloka or Satyaloka planets, because even Lord Brahma is subject to the laws of fruitive actions and the law of birth and death. It is therefore stated here, Turatyayaha, or in other words, spiritual happiness is in the eternal kingdom of God cannot be imagined even by the great brahmacharis or sannyasis, who are eligible to be promoted to the planets beyond the region of heaven. Or the greatness of the Supreme Lord is so great that it cannot be imagined even by the great brahmacharis or sannyasis. But such happiness is factually attained by the unalloyed devotees of the Lord by his divine grace. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతా సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాధవైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే మూఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డ్యూటీస్ సో దాట్ I can speak something for glorifying Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So today is very lengthy purport, not even a single para actually, but in essence Prabhupada is covering three points in this. First is the translation towards end, it says that it is therefore difficult to measure the glories of Supreme Person. So Prabhupada is first stating why it is difficult to measure the glories of person. And then the second point he is stressing is about how Lord awards one immortality. And then the third point he is stressing is how Lord awards his devotees fearlessness. So basically these three things, Prabhupada mainly talking. So the first point about, why it is difficult to measure the glories. So Prabhupada is mentioning that how first of all it is difficult to measure the extent of spiritual world. So in detail he is giving comparison of Tripad Vibhuti versus Pad Vibhuti. So 75% of the world, which is spiritual world, is consisting of all the devotees chanting the glories of the Lord. And then Prabhupada mentions, which is comprises of this Tripad Vibhuti. Whereas in the 25% is the material world. And then Prabhupada quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein after Rathayatra, when Lord Chaitanya was bidding farewell to all devotees, he was asking what they want. So that time, Vasudev Dutta, he asked, what you want? So Lord Chaitanya... Actually, since Gaur Purnima is coming, let's chant this. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we'll discuss Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in this all three regards actually. So the first one about when Lord Chaitanya, he asked Vasudev Dutta what you want, he says, O Lord, I cannot see sufferings of this whole, living entities in this universe. Can you please liberate? And if you require, I can take their sin and I can be, I can suffer eternally on their behalf. So Lord Chaitanya says, it's no wonder you are asking this because you are none other than Prahlad Maharaj. And he says that for Lord Krishna, it is not at all difficult to liberate a universe because the whole material universes, they are just a bucket full of mustard seeds. So it doesn't mean anything for Lord if one mustard seed falls off. That means, you know, one universe is liberated. So this shows that Lord is first telling about the extent of spiritual world. And then in this purport, Prabhupada so nicely, he's comparing how the residents of spiritual world, they are eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. While in those in material world, they are subjected by birth, old age, disease and death. Also, Prabhupada is saying that the qualities, you know, that the material in the spiritual world, everybody is in unalloyed goodness. Wherein in material world, everybody is under the three modes of material nature, varying degree. Also, the spiritual world, everybody is busy singing the glories of the Lord. Wherein in material world, everybody is trying to lord it over and, you know, getting complicated in their own karma. Because of which, the two factors, fearfulness comes, and though they want to become immortal, like, you know, they always have a fear of death. So this is the majority of the purport of Prabhupada's, you know, first point, wherein he is telling that why it is difficult to measure the glories of the Supreme Person. So it is difficult to measure the glories because the extent of spiritual world is vast. It's just like, you know, too big. And everybody there is singing the glories of the Lord. So the second point Prabhupada is mentioning is about Supreme Lord is Lord of Immortality. So Lord says that, you know, Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavad Gita 8.16, Abrahma Bhuvanan Lokan Punaravrati Juna Mamupetya Punarjanma Punarjanmana Vidyate Mamupetya Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. So once you go back to spiritual world, you will never come back. So Krishna is promising that not only he will give immortality, he will take the devotee to spiritual world, but then devotee doesn't have to come back again. And then another point, Prabhupada very nicely he mentions that the material master, they cannot award immortality to their subordinates. And then, you know, he also said that the mundane master never enjoys equally with his subordinates, nor is the mundane lord immortal, nor can he award immortality to his subordinate. Now just see the three facts. First, he says that the mundane master never enjoys with subordinate. Rather, they take service from them. But Lord is one who not only enjoys with them, rather he wants to serve them. You know, in Mukunda Mala Stotra, there is a nice prayer, you know, King Kulashekar, he says, you know, Nathena Purushottame Trijagatam Eka Adhipe Chetasam Seve Swasya Parasya Datari Pare Narayane Tishtati Yah Kishchit Purushadhamam Katipayam Grame Shalpartadam Seva Yai Varaya Mrudamahe Mudhavarakayam. So he says that our Lord, Supreme Lord Narayan, he is ready to share his kingdom with us if we become his devotees. But we are so miserable, miserly, like, you know, we are serving some lords of few pennies who are not even sufficiently capable of rewarding us for our service. So the same point, you know, what Prabhupada is mentioning here, that the material masters, however we serve them, they are not able to reward us completely. And second, they won't enjoy. In contrary, Lord is, we see in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, wherein when all the devotees has gone for Sankirtan and everybody was hungry, so Lord takes a mango seed, puts it in the ground, and immediately a big mango tree comes. Big mangoes full of juice, no covering, no seed. And then what Lord does, he takes the mango, plucks, and he offers it to Krishna, and he first gives it to devotees. So just see, Lord is ready to serve the devotees. Another, you know, when Lord Haridas Thakur leaves his body. Lord Chaitanya personally begs alms from all the shopkeepers in Jagannath Puri, and he cooks a big feast and serves the devotees with his own hands. You know, he used to serve like, you know, 5 times a devotee can eat. So forget about, enjoying, you know, before. Lord wants to first serve the devotees and then enjoy. So this is the quality of the, you know, Supreme Lord. We can see. So this second point about the, you know, immortality, you know. But, so Lord thus not only gives enjoyment to his devotee, he also promises immortality. He says, you know, yad gatva ananyavartante taddhamam paramamama. You come once there, you don't have to come back. And then the third point is about fearlessness. Prabhupada is mentioning that since Lord is the, you know, master of fear personified, therefore he can grant fear. So, and then he very nicely compares, you know, why in material world everybody is afraid? Because they are bound by birth, old age, disease, death. The time is changing. Everybody, even if somebody has money or position, the time is going to take it away. So time has this destructive factor. So everybody has this fear. But Lord grants fearlessness. You know, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a nice pastime. When Lord Chaitanya, he came back from Gaya, the devotee started Sankirtan, closed door, all night Kirtan in Srivas Thakur's house. And everybody used to sing so loudly. So the neighbors, you know, like we see many temples in, you know, ISKCON also, like, the neighbors, they complained. Fortunately, here we have a blissful community, you know, everybody is rather happy to hear, you know, the Mangalarti. But, you know, some temples, you know, in Bombay, you know, and others, the neighbors, they complain, like, you know, you cannot have, so they, we cannot use microphones in morning, things like that. So it happened during Lord's time also. So the neighbors, they become very angry. And they started shouting, this madman Srivas and his brothers, we think that they don't get enough food to eat. That's why they are screaming all night, you know. The other guy said that, you know, no. They don't know Puranas. They are going to wake up Krishna, and then, because it is not the correct time, the whole destruction is going to come on everyone. And then another person said, you know, somebody has told Kazi that, you know, he has complained Kazi that they are following this Vedic, you know, chanting, which is not mentioned even in Vedas. So the king is going to punish. He is sending a boat full of soldiers, and they are going to drag Srivas Thakur's house and throw it in Ganges. They are going to arrest all his brothers, you know, Srivas, Sripati, Srinidhi. And they are going to put them behind, you know, jail. And the rumors, you know, like even if Facebook, WhatsApp was not there, still the rumors used to spread pretty fast, you know. And then all the town, you know, everybody was talking that, yes, you know, king soldiers are coming. They are going to punish Srivas. And all the Vaishnavas and the devotees, naturally when they heard, they were afraid actually. And one day when Lord heard this, he just smilingly, you know, he started from his house, decorated very beautifully, you know, his ajan ulambita bhujo, long arms extending towards knees, beautifully decorated yellowish garments, you know, chewing betel nut leaves, you know, and, you know, nice, you know, petal, like, you know, rose petal like eyes. He was dancing along the banks of Ganges. When the devotees and pious people, they saw him, they become very happy. And when all these material people, they saw him, they became very morose. And Lord, you know, he still, you know, jubilantly just, you know, dancing, he went along the bank of Ganges. So these people, materialistic people who were complaining, they said that this guy knows that king's soldiers are coming, but he's pretending, you know, not to be afraid. You know. But Lord did not, you know, bother actually. And then when he was going, he remembered along the bank of Ganga, he remembered Mother Yamuna. And then he saw a herd of cows. He remembers, you know, like, you know, in a mood of Krishna. And there some cows were, you know, raising their tails and, you know, running around. And then, you know, Lord Chaitanya was so blissful, he started shouting, you know, I am he, you know, nobody knew, you know, why he's saying that. And then he goes to Srivas Thakur's house and he starts banging his door. Meanwhile, Srivas Thakur, knowing that, you know, he has also heard this rumor, he was more concerned about safety of devotees. So he was praying to Lord Narasimha, because devotees, you know, anything happens, Namaste Narasimha, yeah, you know, simple. So they were, he was praying to Lord, and in between Lord started banging. said, you know, Shivas, open the door. Shivas, open the door. He banged so much that he broke the door. And he came in. And he said, Shivas, you know, don't you know who am I? All this day you are calling me and now I am here, but you are not ready to recognize me. He said, just see who am I. And when Lord said that, Shivas Thakur opened his eyes, he saw a bright light. And then he opened his eyes from his meditation. He saw Lord Chaitanya standing in Virasan, you know, and slapping his arm like this, you know. Okay, come for, you know. Let's, you know, do a fight like that. And he had four arms actually. And then he says that, oh Shivas. And this is the first time actually when Lord Chaitanya showed his supremacy to Shivas Thakur. He said, oh Shivas, you know, offer me prayers. You know, and then Shivas Thakur offers, you know, prayers from Vedas, then prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam, then his own prayers he offers. And then Lord says that, I know you are afraid of this, you know, rumors that king's soldiers are coming and they'll drag all the Vaishnavas, they'll kill them, they'll harm them. He said, do not worry. I'll see who will come. He says, I am the Paramatma sitting in everybody's heart, directing everyone's. So if I don't give the order to the king, how can he send the soldiers? Even if he acts against my desire and even if he sends the soldier, I'll be the first one to go on the boat. I'll go there and I'll call, okay, you call or your qazis, mullahs, you bring all the animals and I'll ask them, recite from your scriptures and see if these animals, you know, sing with the tears in the joy. He says, I'll make the king come down from his, you know, throne and pay obeisances. If he doesn't come, I'll tell him, okay, now I'll take this mad elephant and I'll make him chant Krishna. And when the elephant will chant Krishna, all the animals will chant Krishna, which the qazis and mullahs could not do. I'll prove the supremacy of holy name and then king will fall on my feet and he'll also chant the holy name of Krishna. So he said, therefore, O Srivas, don't be afraid. And if you still don't believe, just see. And Shivas, you know, there was a Shivas Thakur's niece, Narayani, you know, small, there. Lord Chaitanya says to her, you know, Narayani, chant Krishna's name. And then this, you know, small girl, you know, baby, she starts, you know, crying in ecstasy, you know, chanting Krishna's name. So Shivas Thakur says, see, Lord Chaitanya says, just see, you know. Now are you happy? Is your fear gone? And then Shivas Thakur says, yes, yes, Lord, you know, we don't have any fear now. And all the Vaishnavas, all like the family members, they come, they offer obeisances to Lord. So this was, you know, Lord's first appearance as Gaurasingha. Gaurasingha Bhagavan ki jai. So like this, Lord promises fearlessness. So we saw three things. First, how it is difficult to measure the glories of Lord. Why? Because the spiritual world is immeasurable. The Tripad Vibhuti is 75% of the whole creation. And there are innumerable, you know, pure devotees singing the glories of Lord. And the material world, they are just like a mustard seed, you know, insignificant. So therefore, it's very difficult to measure the glories of the Supreme Lord. The second we saw is how Lord can give immortality. That Lord promises, once you come back, once you come to my abode, you'll never come back again. And also we saw that how difference between serving a mundane master versus serving a Supreme Lord. How Lord is eager to serve us instead of taking service from us. We saw Lord Chaitanya, how he served everyone mango, how he served Haridas Thakur's, you know, after his departure, how he served everybody, you know, prasadam. And then we saw that how Lord grants fearlessness. There are so many pastimes. We discussed one about Lord Gaurasingha, how Lord Chaitanya showed his form as a, you know, fearless lion, you know, protecting his, you know, devotees when there were attacks on Srivas Thakur and other Vaishnavas. So we'll end with a small prayer. It's from again Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Kathanchena smrute yasmin. Try to repeat. Kathanchena smrute yasmin. Dushkaram sukaram bhavet. Dushkaram sukaram bhavet. Vismrute vipare. Viparitam syat. Vismrute viparitam syat. శ్రీ చైతన్య నమామితం, శ్రీ చైతన్య నమామితం. సో ఇట్ సేస్ దట్ థింగ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు డూ బికమ్స్ ఈజీ టు ఎగ్జిక్యూట్ ఇఫ్ వన్ సమ్ హార్ అదర్ సింప్లీ రిమెంబర్స్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. బట్ ఇఫ్ వన్ డస్ నాట్ రిమెంబర్ హిమ్, ఈవన్ ఈజీ థింగ్స్ బికమ్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. టు దిస్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబిసెన్సెస్. సో విత్ దిస్ విల్ స్టాప్ యువర్ సీ. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్, కమెంట్స్? ఎస్ మదర్. One minute. We have a mic. Yeah, what, 1 minute? Could you please repeat it? Yes, yeah.
Hello, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Okay, so my question is that, you know, it talks about the Ekapad Vibhuti as the material world, and although the material world is beyond our calculation, in the calculation of, you know, Supreme Being, it's very because it's limited. You can understand there's a beginning and an end to it. But why is it that the spiritual world, which is defined by unlimitedness, how can that be called Tripad Vibhuti, which is it makes it sound limited because it's only three quarters, and we know it's unlimited. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah. So my understanding is that. Actually, this is for a comparison purpose, to make us understand that the extent of spiritual world is so vast. So, as you correctly said, even in the material world, this single universe, it's completely unfathomable for us to perceive. So, forget about spiritual world. So, when it says like, you know, Tripad Vibhuti, it is three times as bigger. So, actually, for all practical purposes, it's unlimited. But just to give us, because, you know, a comparison makes it things little easy to understand. So therefore, you know, it's mentioned, you know. Otherwise, you know, if we just say it's, you know, unlimited, we may not get it. But when there is comparison, okay, this is just 1/4, but there is like 3/4. So 1/4 itself we cannot fathom. So forget, you know, how we can fathom rest of the, you know, 75%. So that's what, like, you know, does that help? Or would you want to... Somebody wants to share anything more?
Oh, it's a very good question. Yeah. Speak about that in the next part.
Okay.
Kind of okay. But the idea is, again, like the Prabhupada said in today's book, that you can't, even with one vision, you can't estimate how many planets are in one moon. Which is like one month.
Yeah.
But these percentages are just to give a strong estimation. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? ఓకే, గౌర సుందర భగవాన్ కీ జయ, గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ, శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ, గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బోల్.